WSSR,
WSSU Radio,
WUIS.
You are listening to Radio Rewind on Community Voices, 50 years of NPR Illinois history. Hello, NPR Illinois listeners. Welcome to the second installment of a new segment on Community Voices, Radio Rewind. I'm your host, Evie Rodenbaugh. Radio Rewind helps you get to know your neighbor of 50 years, NPR, Illinois. In our last episode, we covered the basics of our station's history, including the start of broadcast services at Sangamon State, some of its early goals, and all of the name changes. In this episode, I'd like to give you a glimpse at that first year of WSSR in 1975. WSSR had a small but mighty inaugural staff. This included director Dale Utz, station manager Howard Hill, news director Rich Bradley, and production manager Jim Grimes. Jim Newbanks wired the station top to bottom as chief of engineering. Bill Hickerson was the music librarian, and Jiffy Johnson and Pam Paladin split the responsibility of producer-host for evening public affairs reporting. There was also a massive amount of volunteer community members, university employees, and students who contributed to keeping the station on the air. Those involved with the station in 1975 knew that WSSR was revolutionary. Nowhere else in Springfield did community members have greater freedom of speech, greater access to education, or greater opportunity to reach the public. Little did they know that January 3rd marked the beginning of a 50-year legacy. Let's hear the beginning of that legacy for ourselves. I will warn you that this is the very first day on the air. I guess the folks at WSSR didn't quite have a hold on the stereo mono effects of the audio equipment yet, so you're gonna hear a lot of Jim Newbanks in your left ear and a lot of nothing in your right ear. Regardless, this clip is a real gem.
We've been trying to get this guy near a microphone all day, although I think his voice may have been the first on WSSR. Our director of engineering, Jim Newbanks. Well, and Jim knows this place better than he knows his own home because he spent more time here day and night in the last few weeks getting it all together. Do you have a minute to relax and talk?
I have a minute. I don't know whether I'm going to relax or not. I don't think there is such a thing as relaxing at this point. And you kind of threw it to me to say that... You said that fully responsible for it and all that, and I don't feel that way myself at all. We have had one tremendous gang of volunteer people here for the last 2 weeks. It's really kind of a heartwarming thing to have happen. The community find out you're building a radio station, and they kind of move in and walk up the hallway, you know, and say, is there anything we can do to help? And, you know, you don't generally get that kind of offer, you know, in this day and age, it seems. But we've had several people from the community, some of the people, I really don't even know some of their names, you know, but they just come in, you know, and say, gee, how can we help? And... you introduce yourself and go on about your business, show them something they can do to lend a hand, and they've all pitched in, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been about 16 hours a day's worth of fun for the last 2 weeks. And
and you live to tell about it.
Yeah, I live to tell about it.
Here it is.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Jim, I wouldn't have your job for the world.
Yeah, well, it's not every day that you put together a radio station like this, so you got to call it fun regardless of how much time and effort it takes.
The most revolutionary thing WSSR did was open up the Illinois State House to the public through its extensive news coverage. Not only was this coverage vital to the local community, but it made its way onto the airwaves across Illinois via phone lines and eventually satellite connections. We may lament excessively hearing the voices of our politicians today, but such ready access was not always the standard. Increased transparency in state politics via broadcast services was emphasized during the creation of WSSR. The station wanted to, quote, make visible a segment of American government, the State House, that has long been characterized by invisibility, public mistrust, and apathy. Carrying the microphone and the eye of the camera to the hearing room, the committee room, the legislative chambers, the agencies, the regulatory bodies, the spectrum of state government, bringing to the citizens of Illinois the people and the issues that affect their daily lives. These are the highlights of the public service Sangamon State can render with the strength of broadcasting. Education of the highest rank according to our democracy. Rich Bradley led the charge in the news department, supported by many other State House reporters such as Peggy Boyer. Listen to one of the newsroom's annual reports, 1975, Illinois State Government and Politics in Review.
1975 on the political front ended, but it was the year that the stage was set for the battle that would come in the bicentennial year of 1976. With the March 16th primary a little more than 3 months away, the political campaigns and strategies were being mapped out, all aimed at the victories that would come, first in March, then at the national nominating conventions in the summer, and ultimately the big one, the November election. In short, another election year in Illinois, and with few exceptions, a year of politics as usual. I'm Rich Bradley, WSSR News.
"1975, Illinois State Government and Politics in Review" was written and produced by the News and Public Affairs Department of public station WSSR in Springfield. Assisting in this production were WSSR legislative correspondent Peggy Boyer and public affairs interns Frank Akers and John Bass. This is Howard Hill speaking.
Public affairs outside of state politics were given special attention, too. There were a variety of programs about day-to-day life in Illinois relevant to consumers, voters, and citizens. Listen to part-time reporters Jiffy and Pam on the first day of WSSR as they discuss the programs they'll be producing.
Oh, there are about five programs I'm going to be producing for WSSR since both our titles are producer-director. I'm doing, a very interesting show in conjunction with the SIU School of Medicine called The Health Challenge, and we're going to be talking about all the different areas involved with medicine, the diseases and psychology and just all sorts of good things like that. I'll also be talking with Don Yoey, who's going to be doing a program called The Child and the Family, and he's kind of a human services type person, and he directs the Child and Family Services program here on the SSU campus. And I'll be doing a program too called Voices of Illinois History. I think that's really going to be a great program. Cullum Davis is the moderator, and he's gathered a number of tapes from all over the state.
You know, the thing that intrigues me about that series, Pam, I'm looking forward to hearing it since you're producing, and I'm going to be the listener in this case, is that series, as I understand it, will give us an opportunity to hear not only the audio of the moment, but the audio of way back when.
Well, pretty much so. People just delving back into the memories and talking about their childhood days and things that went on in Springfield, the race riots, I think, in the early 1900s, and floods, natural disasters, and just everyday life, too. There's going to be one gentleman who's, he was an immigrant from Sicily, and he came here to Illinois, and he was a farmer, and he's going to be talking about the changes that have taken place in farming in the last century.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Pretty good.
We've also got some programs that I think we should highlight that I'll be producing, somewhat as Pam's been doing and will be doing, in the area of consumer information.
That's your specialty, isn't it?
I'm very much concerned about getting out information to consumers who have to cope with, as we've been referring to all afternoon in these interviews, have to cope with problems of inflation, with perhaps less supply of an item that's needed, and have to function in some kind of rational way in somewhat an irrational marketplace. So we'll be talking about those issues and some very pragmatic approaches that you can take to deal with consumer problems. Another one that I'm looking forward to quite a bit is Legally Speaking. That's going to be on Monday evenings. Legally Speaking will treat some of the issues that the layman will have to confront. Much of the time, I think we leave a lot of our legal problems to those who've practiced law or are supposed to be informed about those issues, but it always comes back down to the fact that a layman has to deal with these problems and be able to function within this legal environment that we all find a part of our lives. So we'll be working on Legally Speaking, and we hope that you'll be able to hear that. Incidentally, I think perhaps we ought to explain to our audience that that is part of a broad series of programs that we're going to be broadcasting.
Right.
Particularly, we'll want to highlight that segment of programming between 7 and 8 mm-hmm. each evening, each weekday evening.
Mm-hmm. WSSR also introduced Central Illinoisans to topics they had never even begun to consider. Stories from a multitude of cultures, perspectives, and ways of life that listeners would not have been exposed to otherwise aired regularly. Take, for example, 200 Years, Native American Perspectives. Produced by Walt and Rose Kimmel, this hour-long segment featured on National Public Radio's Celebration 76 program. It set a standard of excellence for the eye-opening reporting provided by WSSR. Take a listen.
200 Years, Native American Perspectives.
Time in the time of mankind on this earth. The wolf pack and his government is millions of years old. And 200 years, it's no time to build a nation and have it fail. It's not enough time to test a government.
200 years, not a long time in the history of nations, as Coyote of the Ilati tribe of California reminds us.
You take the Sundance religion. The government passed a law that we could not have the Sundance. Who does the Indian listen to, the government or the Creator? Which is the greatest? We go back into our religion. A lot of it has been lost among several tribes. The laws forbid them to practice that religion. And sometimes through education, that religion has been lost. But there was a meaning to it. There is no other law that can take the place of our natural law of love, peace, and respect.
As much as WSSR exposed listeners to different ways of life, it also introduced Central Illinois to music genres underrepresented on commercial radio stations. Classical music, bluegrass, reggae, you name it. Here's one of my favorite archival tapes, where the host of an off-the-wall, overnight music program introduced the concept for his show.
So these are the people who we hope to bring out and expose on the Undercurrent show.
Give us the time on that so we make sure we listen.
Fine. That will be on from midnight until 2 o'clock every night of the week except Saturday, when we'll be on until 3 o'clock.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You said the music is basically for younger people, and there are going to be a lot of, I guess, older people, and I don't know how to define that. I'm 33 myself, and I don't consider myself old.
Didn't mean to exclude you, Grandpa.
Oh, but thank you. Quite all right. But how is there any way for people to get into the music if they'd like, you know, if they turn it on and
certainly
are nauseated in the first minute, how are we going to?
There is definitely a quality which is recognizable in any good music. And people who are into good music in general, I'm sure, will be able to understand and enjoy the music which is going to be on Undercurrents. It seems that in many ways, young people have been afforded a better opportunity to hear more kinds of music, perhaps, these days, and they would tend to listen more. That's where I was talking mm-hmm. from earlier.
Would it be a good idea if we could play a sample of this music and then talk for a few minutes afterwards about, you know, what
you guys? Certainly, that would be excellent.
Do you have anything in mind?
Yes, in fact, if it could be done, perhaps we could hear something like Vombo Marble Eye by the incredible Alex Harvey Band.
This is radio. This is WSSR, you are not mistaken.
By the end of that first year, WSSR ranked 69th in the nation among more than 170 public radio stations. The revolutionary vision of an eclectic, public affairs-based, access-for-all radio station in central Illinois started to pay off. WSSR brought public broadcasting to around 428,000 citizens in the Springfield area. The station's statehouse coverage, public affairs reporting, and off-the-wall music taste revolutionized the way central Illinoisans experienced radio. I hope you enjoyed this glimpse at the revolutionary programming brought to central Illinois when WSSR went on the air in 1975. Next time on Radio Rewind, I'll be talking all about educational programming and the station's history. You might even learn something new yourself. Want to learn more about your public radio station's history? Visit the Sangamon Experiences exhibit, Radio That Listens to You, at the Lincoln Library in downtown Springfield through May of 2026. You can also visit the digital exhibit at nprillinois.org. Explore archival tapes, photos, and even more stories from NPR Illinois' past. Have a suggestion for a guest on Community Voices? Want to hear an episode again? Go to nprillinois.org. Thanks for being a part of Community Voices and NPR Illinois history.